sunlight breaks through clouds over divided green and yellow fields. The fields pull away to reveal a green and yellow letter, M. Words appear, Mandeville Films. On a black screen, white haloed purple words appear. Touchstone Pictures presents a Mandeville Films production. A Randall Miller film. Marlon Wayans. Kadeem Hardison. A White Flash. The Sixth Man. The screen goes to white. Kevin Dunn. Michael Michelle. And David Paymer. A hazy latticework appears. Chris Spencer. Vladimir Cook. Travis Ford. The lattice work comes into focus. It's the ceiling of a gym. Jack Caroletua, Lorenzo Orr, Kirk Bailey. A man sweeps the empty gym floor. Scott LaRose, Paul Benvictor, Harold Sylvester. Narrated by Howlett Smith. Description written by Micah Grossman. Video description produced by Closed Captioning Services and WeCTV.com. Casting by Dan Parada. Music by Marcus Miller. Costume designer Rania Preston. Edited by Eric Sears. Production designer Michael Bolton. Director of photography Michael Osier. Co-producer Justice Green. Executive producer Jody Sabin. Written by Christopher Reed and Cynthia Carl. Produced by David Hoberman. Words carved onto a windowsill. A&K All the Way, 86. Directed by Randall Miller. The bleachers are packed. Preteen boys in yellow or blue uniforms are on the court. A husky boy in blue drives up the court. The boy jumps to lay the ball in. The boy in yellow runs over and swats the ball away. It crashes through a second-story window.
Anton, son, how many times I got to tell you don't knock the ball into the parking lot?
Yes, Dad. Nice shot.
All right, fellas, listen up. This is what it is. Down by 1 point, 28 seconds to go. That means we got to get the ball back. Make them give it up, understand?
Yes.
All right. I want Kenny to take the last shot.
Let me take it.
No, this one's on Kenny.
Oh, Dad, Kenny's going to miss it.
But the guy's all over me. What if I can't get open a shot?
Henry, can you set a pick for him? That's all it takes.
Oh, Henry's whack.
Anton, get serious. Henry's gonna set the pick. You gonna take the shot. You gonna bring it up, all right? Give me some hands.
Everyone except Anton puts their hand in the huddle.
Hands!
Anton puts his hand in.
Last chance. Get real.
Yeah.
Now let's get out there and beat somebody.
Yeah.
You want me to shoot to win the game? Me?
I want you to shoot to win. You can do it, son.
Boy's dad smiles. The cheerleaders watch. Anton bangs his left hand over his chest and out to the girls who giggle. Anton steals the inbound, passes it to Kenny, who streaks down the court and stops just a few feet in front of the basket. He shakes his head, passes it to Anton. Anton spins clockwise, then counterclockwise. He drives to the basket with his tongue out. The scorekeeper lifts a flap to change the score, watching the ball bounce off the glass and off the rim. Kenny buries his face in his hand. The scorekeeper drops the flap. Kenny walks over to Anton, who stares up at the basket.
Come on, man.
They turn and walk to the door, Kenny's arm on Anton.
I should have made that.
Hold him heads up. I just tell my boys.
Come on, man. Give me the ball. Just give me the ball.
All right.
Can't you see I'm in a zone? Just pass the ball.
Outside their house.
You missed the layup. So what?
So what? Mm-hmm. So what?
Man, we lost. We lost because of me. I don't get it.
I hit him with the Anton look away. I had my tongue hanging out like Mike. There's no way that shot doesn't drop.
Unless that tongue's got some aerodynamic properties I don't know about, it's not going to help you make a layup.
That's what I was telling you about them aerodynamic properties.
Tell it to Mike.
Come on, James. Those two need to come on inside, get their homework done, and go to
bed. Oh, Mike, just a couple more minutes, please. I was about to get a chance to shoot.
Don't all mom me.
Give us a minute, sweetheart. Look,
if you play the game with passion and dignity, it'll take you anywhere you want to go. Cut it out. Hook up.
The three link their fingers.
All you boys got to do is stick together. You do that, anything can happen. You understand what that means? Anything.
Dad,
go inside. Get in the house before your mom come out here and snatch us. Hey, hold up now, man.
Kenny turns around. James rests on one knee.
You know, I think you would have made that shot today. You gotta have faith, Kenny. It's in here, man. Right here. You just gotta trust him. Right? Go on inside.
Okay.
Take Murphy with you.
All right. Come on, Murphy. Let's go. If you haven't done my homework, I'll get you a biscuit.
James smiles and watches Kenny leave. He stands up, holding the basketball. He turns, shakes his arms, and shoots the ball. A ball flies through a well-lit gym. A sneaker with 24 on the heel lands.
And Kenny Tyler serves up the alley-oop, and Anton Tyler slams it home. And that's the 1-2 punch. And the Tyler brothers cannot be stopped.
A no-look pass from Kenny Tyler, and a double-fisted slam-bam thank you, man, from Anton Tyler. That's brought the Huskies to within one of the Wildcats.
78-77, that's a 10-1 run, and Lute Olson's going to call a timeout here to regroup.
I'll tell you, Bernie, what else can we say about this kid?
A lot, Bernie, a lot. Let me tell you, there's no question he's the reason. The Huskies are 19-6. Anton Tyler just will not allow this team to lose. Virtually overlooked in all the preseason polls, they have scraped and clawed their way into a tie atop the Pac-10 standings.
You did a little scraping and clawing yourself last night there, Bernie. Incidentally, if they win the Pac-10, it'll be the first time since 1985.
And that is a long time to wait.
And here's Harry the Husky. Slam dunk. Let's give him a big hand, folks, and let's cross our fingers, too. Harry the Husky on the run and the fly. Whoa! Split the crossbeams on that one.
In the Huskies' huddle, the coach kneels in a tweed coat.
Okay, we were 15 down at the half. We fought like heck to get back in this thing, so let's not run out of steam, all right? We got to force a turnover. Malik, Malik, what are those? Are those shorts or a pair of hip huggers? Here's my style thing. I want you all over the canlet, okay? Right. He goes to the bathroom. I want you standing beside him ready to win.
I got it. Let's
good.
Go.
Okay. Ziggy, Rodman, listen, you're the last line of defense. They get a breakaway bucket, I'm going to have you back in Siberia eating ice.
It is Serbia, coach.
Whatever. Now, listen, double down on their guards. I want them to think we're playing with eight guys out there. Mm-hmm. They make it past half court, they're going to win the game.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Danny.
Yeah,
Danny,
coach.
Danny,
yeah.
I know the game is getting intense, but don't hit him.
Not unless they deserve it, coach.
Hey, coach, put me in.
Jimmy, sit down. Now, Kenny, we need that ball. Well, go get it for us.
Got it.
Okay, are you boys ready for this?
Yeah.
Are you ready to win this game like this?
Yeah.
Because it's up to you. Come on.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Come on.
Let's go.
Let's go,
baby. Let's go.
Hey, coach, is that a new coach?
Yeah.
Still got the receipt?
No joking around. You're my guy.
You're my guy, too, coach. All right, no jokes. We got this.
Hey, dogs up.
Kenny Tyler with a no-look alley-oop, and Anton Tyler 360 for the slam, and the Huskies win. The Huskies win at 79-78. Somebody slammed the refrigerator door, the butter's melting. Anton Tyler, he's a first-round draft choice. Count on it. We'll see you next week at Pauley Pavilion when the Huskies meet the Bruins to clinch first place in the Pac-10.
Got it? No, you got it. Mwah.
Oh, gosh. Your father would have been so proud of you both today. I wish he could have seen you play.
So do we, Ma.
But his spirit lives on in you.
Hey, Ma.
What?
Dogs up!
at a bar called the Barking Dog. Inside.
Today was an off night. I had 30 points, I believe 15 assists, 12 rebounds.
Stubbs, you never...
The reason? Oh, you probably had bad seats.
No, Stubbs, I come to every game this guy never plays.
Anton shuffles into a caged court.
What's up? Have a picture of beer, please.
You got it, Kenny.
Thank you.
At the bar.
You go, RT.
Kenny looks at a curly-haired woman in a tan leather jacket.
$50! $50! Easy money, easy G.
Ziggy blindfolds Anton.
Ooh, here you go, my boy.
Kenny looks at RC, who looks away.
Hey, man. Anton, man.
Kenny's good spilled beer man. Creeps down to RC's end of the bar. Ziggy spins Anton. Kenny's beer pours into RC's purse. RC sees her beer-soaked purse and looks to Kenny.
I am so sorry.
She flings her hands dry as Kenny slinks away.
Sorry.
It's over there.
In the cage, Anton shoots a ball over his shoulder and swishes it.
Why are you taking that man's drachma?
Yeah, well, you know,
called.
I need him. That's why. Come on.
Hey, Cheryl,
what's happening, baby? I was just getting ready to call you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what happened? Dialing a phone cramps your shooting hand?
No, we just got this tournament coming up, see?
Oh.
I'm trying to keep my edge. You wouldn't want me to lose my edge, would you?
Oh, no, Anton. I don't want you losing your edge because I ain't going to be around to help you find it.
Come
Let
on.
Me
now,
go.
Hold on, hold on, girl.
Later, baby.
Crazy about you, girl.
You ain't gonna treat her right to cut the girl loose.
Oh, stop it. Don't tell me nothing about females, all right? Stick to Nintendo.
Oh, come on, Lou. What are you saying?
Crazy.
Your problem is you scared to play.
I will bet you $10 you pick any broad in this club, I'll get that number tonight.
So, okay, well, let me pick him out.
Cute.
Ooh.
Ooh.
At the bar, cutie pie.
Ooh.
Ooh. Which one?
Nice. That's real
Red
nice.
Ball.
Ooh.
Which one?
Ooh.
It's RC.
You gotta pick somebody else, kid.
Oh, yeah, that's your type. Hey, look, I'm just trying to make this a fair bet. Sit up here and watch you with your Mac Daddy crisscross.
You can't.
That's
your
chance.
I bet a long out of nice.
I'm betting too.
She finishes her beer. Kenny fights through the crowd.
Excuse me.
Kenny walks out of the bar and onto the street.
Hey!
For a guy with 11 assists and 8 rebounds, you sure got a set of clumsy hands.
Sorry. Tiggy saw the game tonight.
You look good.
Thank you. You're working out, you know what I'm saying?
Your game. You look good.
Oh. Ow! Damn, that hurt. How you doing? I'm the wounded Kenny Tyler.
I know. Bit of advice, Kenny Tyler. Should make bets, can't win.
Wait, hold on, what's your name?
R.C. St. John.
R.C., I'm sorry about your purse.
See that girl there with the bloody nose? Got kicked out of the game for elbowing that girl.
Marciano.
Hey, I like her.
We got an article by R.C. St. John.
Never heard of.
Who?
R.C. St. John. That's the new reporter from the UW Daily. Thomas, one of my boys, says she's the bomb.
Yo, that's Redbone, the cutie I tried to talk to at the bar.
Yo, that's this. And on a beautiful touch pass from his brother Kenny, Anton Tyler sealed one of the biggest upsets in college
basketball. Thank you.
Yes, I did. While Anton is the agent that runs this team.
Oh, she can write, man.
It is his younger brother, Kenny, who leaves his mark on virtually every play.
I was all open. You all cockeyed. I'm Anton Tyler. All the team.
Okay, ladies, come on. Let's move it out. We got the fans waiting. We got a big game to get through.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Oh, yeah. Feel good tonight, boy. It's going to be a good one. We're going to the show tonight, kid.
I got front row seats, baby. Better be there.
Oh, come on now. You know better, son.
And that's 15 for UCLA Seward. But the Huskies still hold on by a narrow margin as we near the five-minute mark. This seems to be the year for the Huskies as they topple one powerhouse after another in route to their first berth in the NCAA tournament since 1984. O'Grady will bring it up, Lee guarding him as they cross midcourt. O'Grady on the dribble, goes low post, Hrbacek. Hrbacek back out to O'Grady, behind the back dribble. He's going to feed Kenny Tyler on the cutter, back to Anton from 15. There it is, 46 for Anton. 15 assists for brother Kenny as they continue their quest for NCAA magic. And the Huskies lead by two. As we close in on 4 minutes, Lee will bring it up, guarded by O'Grady. Lee over the rim, guarded by Anton Tyler. Going to try to drive the lane, goes up and rejected by Kenny Tyler, but they're going to call a foul. And that's number three on Kenny. That seemed clean to me.
Next time, Dan, run the fist out and bring him hard across the middle, all right? A&K, baby.
All the way, baby.
You ain't open. Who you gonna pass it to?
Who else?
All right, just make sure you remember. Don't you forget it, man.
I can't keep pounding in my head. All
right. Ram at the line, a 67% foul shooter. He's been cold tonight. Just 4 points on the evening. But that one, nothing but the bottom of the net. And he'll have another to try to bring the Bruins even. Ram to try to tie things up. Off the mark, Young the rebound, trying to pass it out. The lead picked up by O'Grady. O'Grady to work on Tyler. He starts a fast break. And he has brother Anton breaking for the basket. Kenny, Tyler on the dish to brother Anton, as they've done so many times before. Anton, for the Monster Jam.
Yeah!
His future NBA All-Star in the making.
Anton convulses as he hangs on to the rim. Eyes wide, he falls to the lane. His head smacks hard.
Yeah, baby!
Kenny stops and stares.
And?
Coach Peterson races over to Anton as the team stands around him.
All right, back off.
Watch it, Leek. And what happened, man?
Just step back, please. I just want to check him out. Please stand
Anton.
Back.
Anton. Yeah. Yo, you all right?
It's okay, Kenny. Let's get the paramedics in here. Let's get him on a stretcher.
Yo, I'm going to come with you, all right?
No, you stay. We still got to leave. Finish these bumps off, all right? Come on, step back, please. Let's give him
watch
some room.
Watch.
Let's go. All right.
You all right, man?
I'm okay.
Nichols, go along with him, okay?
Okay, I'm going. It's
okay.
One, two.
Right here, kid. You all right? I'm all right. I'll be back. And I'll be back.
Respiration's driven by the shallow pulse
cut. Are you athletic? Meditation?
No history.
I'll be back.
You okay, Anton? Come on, stay.
It's gonna be all right. All right.
Outside the arena, RC watches as Anton is placed in an ambulance. Inside the ambulance, Anton's heartbeat flatlines. Game clock goes to zero. Kenny runs into the locker room.
The league lost this game.
We suck. But hey, let's get out of here.
Coach Peterson walks in.
Coach, we're about to visit Anton in the hospital. I gotta get his stuff. Kenny. What, Coach? We lost him, Kenny.
What, Coach, for the season?
I told that boy, stop dunking like he was Jordan. What happened? He dislocated his shoulder?
Kenny.
What, Coach?
Anton died on the way to the university hospital. It
It was his heart. They don't know why. I mean, it just...
He just said he was coming right back.
They tried everything, Kenny, but they... It happened so fast that...
No. It's nonsense.
The team embraces Kenny at a packed home court. The gym is barely lit. Team's jerseys have a black band with 24 on the left breast. Anton's number 24 jersey is retired and hung from the rafters. Kenny squeezes Malik's hand as he looks up. Mrs. Tyler's eyes fill with tears.
Trouble can come between the shelter of these arms.
Tyler slowly up court, brings it up. Oh, it's stolen away. McCovey took it like candy from a baby, and this doesn't look good for Huskies.
This is their three-game losing streak, and they need to snap that and get on with the game.
Major scoops it out. Tyler will take a three. Oh, another brick. Another disappointing shocker as the Huskies just cannot win without their big star.
Kenny, just a few questions.
First, your father has a heart attack.
Kenny sits in the locker room in his purple and gold warm-ups. He looks to Anton's locker, then to his. He buries his face in his hands. RC climbs stairs and enters the arena to see Kenny, standing at half court in warm-ups with a duffel bag.
I'm supposed to be like this, kid. First Pop. Now you. Whole life. Before school, after school. At night when it's too dark to see. All we wanted to do was play basketball. Win that championship, baby. And K.O. Supposed to do now, man?
The spotlight on another retired jersey goes out.
Can't put Simone, Anton. I need you, kid.
RC turns as Kenny leaves. Anton's jersey flutters before its spotlight goes out. Home court.
Come on, all right. Watch the back.
The team practices.
Kenny, set the offense. Come on, you guys. Kenny, come on.
Pause.
Luther, move in.
I'm trying, Colin.
What is that? What is that?
I am.
Baseline, let's go. Come on, run the double fist. Luther, I can't run that play if you can't get open. Move it, Luther. Move it. So, hold it. Stop. Give me the ball. Listen, boys, we don't win this next game, it's sayonara season. It's no NCAA, it's no nothing. What do you say, coach?
I say we go out there and win.
All right, feed on that enthusiasm. Set the offense.
Offense, come on, let's go.
The players shuffle to their positions.
Whatever.
Give him the ball. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Come on.
Go, dogs.
One.
Come on, let's go. Let's go.
Big man for the three.
He misses completely.
Hold it a second. Ziggy, what the hell are you thinking?
Whoa.
You never shoot the three. You hear me? You never shoot the three. Everybody, hit the showers.
All right, go hit the showers. Take it in.
Kenny throws the ball to the ceiling and runs off the court. The Ball boy jogs out and looks for the ball, which hasn't dropped down.
Coach! Hey, coach! Coach!
The ball! It's gone! It disappeared!
On campus, students walk to and from class. Kenny sits on steps in a plaza in the sun, eating a sandwich. Coach Peterson walks up behind him and sits down.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm chilling.
Chilling? Really?
Yeah.
I'm worried about you.
Hey, Coach, I'm a big boy. You ain't got to worry about me.
Well, I do. I've been hit pretty hard lately. I don't want to add to your problems. You're my guy now. But I got to know that you're ready to step up to the plate. I mean, yesterday was the worst practice I've seen from this or any other team I've coached. And you didn't say a word. Well, why is that?
Coach, I'm not Anton, man.
I know who I'm talking to. I need you to take charge of this team now. I need a general.
Coach, that's not my game.
Well, I'm asking you to make it your game.
But if it's not my game, you can't...
Kenny... You know, it was 4 years ago today that your brother signed a letter of intent to play basketball at UW. And the next year we signed you, and I knew I had a team that could take Washington to the Final Four for the first time since 63. And I'm not willing to say goodbye to that dream, Kenny, are you?
I gotta go, Coach. I got it 2 o'clock.
Hey, Kenny. You don't have to play without your brother, you know. You got him.
Coach taps his heart.
Right here.
Kenny nods slightly and walks away. At home court.
At the start of the second half, the Cal Bears lead the hapless Huskies 43-31. But the big story tonight, the continuing poor play of Kenny Tyler with no points on no attempts.
Hey, health food. All right.
Makulski, you're not eating?
No, I can't eat anymore when I watch these guys. They make me sick. I feel like I'm wasting away.
Okay, guys. Now, we're down 12, but we don't stink. Now, that's an improvement, all right? Okay, move them around on offense. Move the basketball, okay? Come on, dog's up here.
Okay, hands up.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Yeah. Okay. Trainer,
hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, listen, if you get open, take the damn shot.
All right.
And if you're not open, who are you going to pass it to?
Kenny looks over one shoulder and then the other.
Lowell's 10-foot fadeaway, and that'll drop off the rim, and Tyler comes up with a rebound. He'll bring it up. Let's see if Tyler will finally take a shot this time down court.
Let's go, get it!
Tyler stops, calls a play.
Anything can happen.
Kenny looks around again.
Tyler turns, and he's got a pass.
Nice pass.
Outside the three-point arc to O'Grady. O'Grady for three. And the Huskies let it up with Tyler taking the lead. Cal's horning now. Bring it back up. Tyler tries to run him down. He'll dish it off to Byron. Byron, easy 10-footer. Nope, he didn't. It's in and out. What a heartbreak.
The referee rubs his eyes.
Tyler with a rebound over to O'Grady. O'Grady across the timeline. He puts the move on Fabey. Serves up the no-look pass. And Major with a slam. Dogs up. Well, well, well. The Huskies are back. They're on fire. That's 5 unanswered points by the Huskies, and they're back in the game.
Okay, fill me in, Bernie.
8 seconds left of the game. Huskies 72, Bears 73. Bears up by 1.
That makes the Huskies down by 1. Okay.
They inbound the ball.
Cal inbounds the ball over Jackson. 8 seconds in counting. The Huskies need a turnover, or they can kiss the postseason goodbye. Jackson on the pass. Over to Stevens. Stevens top of the key with 5, 4. And whoa! Hello!
Oh, all the way, baby.
That ball came out of there like a grease pig.
Get it!
On the move now. Ahead to Tyler. The chest pass for Major. And that ball loops up to the basket. And it goes in!
Nice shot! Yeah, you see that? I'm telling you, go!
75-73. The Huskies win. in Kenny Tyler with a knuckleball three-pointer from half court. This is one for the highlight reels. This is one to remember.
Are you kidding? Here comes a bonus right now. Kenny Tyler, folks.
Kenny,
18 points, 9 assists, and a wild and wacky second half there, buddy.
Oh, the easy two were to seal the game, but you went for the three. Were you trying to send the basketball world a message, Kenny?
Be honest with us.
Well, not really. See, I was just, like, dribbling down court, and I saw Malik cut to the hair. I mean, to the hole, and...
Kenny? Well,
the reporter's toupee is moving.
Kenny?
In the locker room.
Yeah.
Kenny lowers his head, letting the water run down his back. He throws a towel into the locker and shuts it. He puts on stick deodorant.
Nice game, baby brother.
Kenny's head darts from side to side.
Hello?
Hello? Come on, y'all. Stop playing. Anybody there?
I've been in your ear 20 years.
Hey, stop playing, y'all.
Oh, since you don't know my voice. It's cold.
I don't hear anything. I might be having a nervous breakdown. I'm gonna be all right. Go home. Give me some sleep. I'll be right back on top in the morning.
I see you're going to need a little more convincing.
The showers turn on by themselves as the lights flicker on and off. Kenny swallows and heads to the showers. Sparks and bolts merge to form the outline of a man. Anton steps forward. Anton holds out his hand. It's tinged with blue light.
Can happen. Lock him up.
Their fingers intertwine.
Anton? It's you?
Yes, it's really me.
Oh, wait.
Come on. Come on. I told you I was coming back. I told you I was coming back.
Oh, man. Man. I can't believe it, man.
You better believe it.
Well, it's a little too freaky. I'm gonna take a seat. I'm just gonna give me a seat.
Oh, wow.
This is amazing, kid. I don't believe it, man. Yo, wait till I tell mom. She's gonna be so happy. And Halloween's gonna be the bomb this year.
That's not the way it works. You are the only one that can see me.
Why?
Because you called me. You said you needed me.
This is gonna take a lot of getting used to.
Well, get used to it fast, baby. We got a trophy to get. All right? AK?
All the way. NC2A, baby!
Yeah!
Yeah,
man.
I missed you.
I missed you, too, man.
It's good to have a little brother, man. It's good.
couldn't have my big brother back. My man, Anson.
A mirror reflects Kenny's arm wrapped around Air.
Oh, kid, it's so good to see you.
Tell me something I don't know, Bernie.
Well, folks, as the Huskies take the floor today, they face Washington State in a must-win situation, right? To clinch third place in the Pac-10 and a wild-card berth in the NCAA tournament.
Tonight is huge, it's big, it's humongous, it's Marlon Brando, I'll tell you. And it's not going to be easy, because when the Cougars come here to the doghouse, they come to play.
And who doesn't?
Unless, of course, the Huskies have Lady Luck on their side. It's liable to be the end of another long, long, disappointing season.
Long, long, disappointing season.
Sure is.
Here we go.
Come on.
All right, let's go.
Okay, guys, here we go. Now, remember, we just got to play our game, okay? Don't let them dictate the tempo.
All we got to do is put the biscuit in the basket, the noodles in the soup, the cookies in the milk, the beef in the... You said you wanted to be a little bit more verbal, coach.
And when we get a lead, we're going to go into a
kid.
Press, all right?
If we win this one, we go to the tournament. Guards. You nervous, kid? Oh, no.
Kenny, you got a problem with running the press?
Oh, no, coach, I was just...
Anton blows into his pinky, inflating his thumb.
Okay. Now listen, we're going to win this with defense and rebounding, okay? Now, I want...
We're going to win this with defense and rebounds.
Stop it. I want you to watch out for Preston.
Wait.
Keep Preston off the board.
Thank you.
And Danny, stay tied up on Wolf, okay?
Anton's thumb shoots off.
Okay, we like to run the back. Look for him inside. Huh? Kenny, what are you doing?
I got something in my throat, coach. Excuse me.
Keep Preston up the board.
Washington Cougars 37, UW Huskies 34.
That would be a 3-point differential.
That's what it is.
LaSalle with the rebound. And over to Tyler. Tyler will bring it up.
Hit me.
Tyler shoots it ahead to Major on the wing. Guarded by Preston. He's going to work the baseline. He's forced out of bounds. No, he's back. And a slam. Wow. Somebody check his feet for jetpacks. Peter Pan's in the house, and he's coming home for Christmas.
Here he goes. And he's up.
Oh, yowza.
Oh, did you see him?
I'm telling you, the video camera does not lie.
Not at all. It was like Clyde Drexler.
That was, oh, it's Dr. J. Where are you going on
Michael
that?
Jordan.
Drive yourself back.
Major all over Preston. Yeah. Preston rolls inside. Herbacek steps up to try to take the charge. Wolf the train wreck. That's a foul. That's, wait a minute. No, a charge is called. Hello, Herbacek. The serve takes the charge and comes up standing like a 7-foot statue. Preston outside for the three. It looks good. No, it's out. Try to take
Anton blocks their shot.
Looks like a popcorn popper up there.
Must be a little too much English on that ball.
He's got French, Spanish, and Swahili on it.
There's 15 seconds left in the game.
And the Huskies are up by one.
Washington has the ball. Huskies have to keep the Cougars from scoring.
Tyler on Davidson now as he brings it up.
Kenny, I'm over here. Listen to me. Don't blow it. The boy will go left. All
right, Davidson fakes left, goes right, and leaves Tyler faked. He drives in for an easy slam.
I thought you said he was going left. Hey, what?
And Coach Peterson's going to call a timeout to regroup.
I thought you said he was going left.
He mostly does.
What you mean mostly?
Hey, I'm a ghost, not a psychic, all right? Shut up.
Hey, RC watches Kenny shove it there.
Hey, stop that. I won't call Ghostbusters on your
way to call somebody.
What is Kenny?
7 seconds to go. The Huskies ball as Coach Peterson draws up the play. Tyler will step up to make the inbound pass.
Come on. Hey, baby, just throw it in. I'm going to do all the rest, all right? How do you put the basket?
Tyler with the inbound to a breaking O'Grady. Quick pass, LaSalle.
I got it.
And LaSalle behind the back, snow cone.
The reporters stare, mouths open.
One-hand touch pass to Herbacek.
Anton dances before the crowd.
Between the legs of Preston. Major steps up, lofts one over his shoulder. Kenny Tyler for the alley-oop. It's going to be close. Tyler. He slams it home as the clock runs out. What a win. The Huskies win. First half of 71-70. Huskies win.
Blue-lit Anton takes a bow.
Beautiful.
Kenny, not your
game, huh?
Hey. Great finish.
Hey, thank you.
Great
dunk.
Oh, man, coach.
You're the man, baby.
Kenny Legend, you're not even a friend of Kaya.
Yeah. English. Come on, man. You scared me. You can't be doing that.
Woo! Turning time, boy. Turning time.
They embrace.
We finally did it, kid. We finally did it. We did it.
The team looks around their lockers to see Kenny hugging air. Kenny sees the team staring at him.
I bet you all wondering what I'm doing, huh?
Personally, I'm curious.
Well, I was just giving myself a hug. See? Loving me. You know why? It's because I think that, you know, I feel really good about all that we accomplished here today, and I think we should take a moment and reflect and then give ourselves a big hug. Give yourself a hug. Yes, give yourself a hug. Wow, doesn't that feel good, Ziggy? Mm-hmm.
What's up with Kenny, man?
He's just sad.
What do you mean sad? Sad? He is nuts.
Yo, we're going to have a talk with him. I'm not losing the tournament.
On campus, Kenny walks down a concrete path. He sees R.C. sitting at the base of a fountain reading a book. He stops, puts a mint in his mouth, then swallows the rest of it. He walks up to her.
Hi.
Hi.
Anybody sitting there?
No, just that invisible man there.
Oh, okay.
Kenny, sit down. He just went to class, so you can sit now.
Kenny looks around.
Come on, sit. Sit, sit, sit.
I'm invisible. People just keep popping up, you know.
So?
I was, like, you know, wondering. Me and you, you know, like me and you, right?
You.
Like together, be, if maybe, like, me and you could, like,
go out?
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
At the Golden Gate Bridge, words appear. Northern California. Home of the NCAA West Regional. Outside two large buildings, words appear. The Oakland Coliseum.
All right, do me a favor. Take some advice from your dead big brother.
What's up?
Keep this girl at a distance, man.
Why?
Trust me. Because right now, you're a hot story. She's a reporter.
Come on.
If she breaks this story, you are the new nut on the cover of National Enquirer. Hey, look, the girl ain't like that. Hey, come on, baby. Relax. Relate. Release, baby. All right? Don't be jealous just because your prospects look like all the chicks in the Thriller video. You think that's funny? You think that's funny? Remember how I used to whoop that butt when we were kids? Don't mess with a dead man. Hey, what? Let's get over. What? What? What you saying, boy? What? 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 What?
In the Coliseum.
Okay. Remember, I used to put you in the dope feet? No, 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 not the dope feet.
It's dope feet time.
The team walks toward Kenny as he is thrown to and fro.
You can't deal with me. Come on, Muhammad Ugly. Come on, baby.
Michael!
Hey, guys. Ow, ow, ow.
case.
Many guys want to know, what's up with you, man?
Nothing. I'm just loosening up. Doing a little bit of Kong Chi.
Kong Chi?
What the heck does Kong Chi mean, huh?
Yeah, what the heck does Kong Chi mean?
Kong Chi.
Huh?
You know, Kong Chi, Kong Chi.
Huh?
It's an ancient oriental art form of loosening up. All the sumo wrestlers do it. See, that's how they fit their booty in them little diapers. But for real, guys, I'm fine. I'm fine, see? Fine.
You're bugging, man. You're really bugging.
Listen, if you talk to us right now, we're going to go talk to Coach.
Coach mm-hmm. don't say nothing to you other than sit down, Jimmy. Shut up.
Would you shut up? Listen, guys, wait, listen. It's Anton.
Kenny, Big A is dead. He's gone. You're going to have to face it.
Not necessarily. He's back, and he's right here. See? Look at him, guys. Look at him. He's back. Look at him.
You need some serious help.
It's worse than nothing.
You need some help.
Come on, Anton. You got to tell him, man.
I can't tell him anything. This only works if I keep a low profile.
A low profile? You invisible.
Slap him.
Just one time.
No. Come here. You know what? I think I've had
enough.
Just
snap out of it.
Just grab him. Let's go.
Grab him.
Hey, man, I'm hungry. I'm going to get some Chinese food. Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm not going to do something. Please do something, man. Please. You got to show, man.
You know you're the only one that can see me.
Anton, please. I've never asked you for anything again in my life. Please, Anton. Please just show, man. Show him I'm crazy. Please.
All right. I'll do it.
Wait. I'm going to prove it to you. Danny Partridge.
What?
Dunk it.
Kenny, he cannot possibly do it. He's just too small.
Who are you? 7 foot and can't touch the rim.
At least I'm 7 foot.
Anton's going to make him do it.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
I tell you what, Danny misses the dunk. We take you to the coach and get you some help, deal?
Okay, all right.
This is stupid.
Go!
Will you just do it?
Just do it.
Come on, let's go.
Come on, white man, jump!
Don't look at me!
Do it!
Jump! All right.
Come on, Opie, dunk it!
Danny soars from the three-point line to dunk the ball. The team watches with mouths open.
See? Now do you believe me?
Oh, he's just out pumped for the tourney, that's
all.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy would tough crowd.
Well, I have been working out a lot lately.
Anton, hands on hips. Juts his chin out and walks away.
No, hey. See, now you done teed him off.
All the doors slam shut around the building. Purple stars dash through the arena, blowing loose paper up. The team raise their arms against the wind. A wave of purple wind rushes over the seats, bobbing them up and down. At center court, Anton's face is seen on a mass of billowing paper. A blast of light strikes up to the scoreboard, and the team sees Anton smiling in the monitor.
Welcome back.
At night.
Welcome to the San Francisco Bay Area and the sights and sounds of the NCAA West Regional. From the Oakland Memorial Coliseum, it's the University of Washington Huskies against the Bulldogs of Fresno State.
Hey, St. John, how you doing?
Great. So you got all dressed up for the tournament.
You like that? I like to look nice. Hey, Gertz, why don't you take a stroll, get yourself a complimentary hot dog? I'm going to talk to our friend here, okay?
What for?
I'm shy. What do you care? Just go do it.
Today, when we're young.
So? You and Kenny pretty close, huh?
We've talked a few times.
This is...
But that doesn't mean that...
No. Relax. I know you're both adults, and what you guys do during recess is no business of mine. Anyway, the thing is, there's something going on with this team, and I have a feeling that Kenny's got something to do with it.
What are you getting at, Bukowski?
What I'm getting at is something you ain't got. A break. Well, if there's a story here, and you drop the dime, you know, it could be the cover of Sporting News.
What do I have to do?
Whatever it takes to get the story.
He winks at her.
Grab yourself a cold one and hold on to the armrest, folks, because it's game time. So the Huskies and the Bulldogs set the square off, and Hrbacek will tip off against O'Neal of Fresno State. O'Neal, you'll recall, earlier in the regular season, involved in that altercation with Kenny Tyler that resulted in Tyler's ejection. Up and controlled by Hrbacek over to Tyler. He'll bring it up guarded by Seymour.
Hey, hey, start it off right.
Man, get life, leave me alone.
Hey, come on now, let's go to Ziggy for a 3-point.
Hey, come on, Ziggy, catch you up, 3-point.
Just do what I say, Kenny.
Zig.
Tyler, the dish to Hrbacek, way outside the 3-point line. He's 0-for-12 outside the arc this season.
Ziggy, what the?
Anton guides the shot.
Ziggy for three.
He got it.
I can't believe it. Ziggy goes downtown.
He knew. Oh, oh, God. Treats a ball can stop. Moosh, not moosh, nigat.
This server's going long distance. Somebody call MCI. I mean, he deserves a discount.
You've been working with him, right?
Good work, coach.
Thanks.
Peabody brings it up, closely guarded by O'Grady. Dark will call the play. Now Peabody over to Seymour. Seymour, O'Neal on the drive and a slam over Ziggy. And the foul. And now Tempers player, Malik. You better watch it. He'll get a team. Tyler now steps in to try to calm things down. And there's no love lost between those two.
You better protect your game, you protect your game, come on, bring it, man. Lucky, man. Don't touch your face like Dennis Brown.
What's that?
O'Neal, known for his bad boy ways, a regular Dennis Rodman in the making, but tonight he's more like Dennis the Menace out there looking for trouble.
Pour it in now, pour it in.
Kenny watches as Anton steps into O'Neal.
You get a shoot!
A drop back like a quarterback, and he rifles. Uh-huh. A line drive off the back foot. Whoa! This ball is sailing into the rafters. Somebody call 911. This boy needs a doctor.
Oh, yeah. That happens on this planet all the time.
You're ahead in the game.
And O'Neal now left to ponder whether he should have been trying out for the punt, pass, and kick competition. Huskies by 9 now as we wind down here in the first half. Seymour brings it up, guarded by Major. And O'Neal pushes off on Tyler. Hey, that looks like a foul. Now Seymour dishes to O'Neal on the wing.
O'Neal looks down to the ball and sees Anton's face.
You better leave your little brother alone and get your thumb out of my eye.
And O'Neal turns it over on purpose. This boy has flipped his lid. Somebody call Bellevue and see if there's a vacancy. So a major upset. 76-61. Dick, you and I have seen a lot of strange games. This one was wild.
I can't believe it.
I mean, I'm stunned. I know Tarkanian's got to be shocked. Look at his stats, Brad. 36 by Kenny Tyler. He was super. I mean, he was the PTP. Peterson is on cloud 9. Tarkanian's crying. They wield some unbelievable canine magic today to Huskies.
Woo! All right. That's it, baby. Give me some. Yeah. That's the way we do it, boy. AK all the way. It felt like old time.
Right, baby.
Let's celebrate, get some buck. Or better yet, let's go down to the cemetery. Well,
that sounds great.
Kenny looks from Anton to RC.
I think I'm going to be busy tonight, bro.
Oh, come on. Hey, Kenny, man. Can you stop?
And one time, right, my mom was being thrifty, and she went and bought us these cheap shoes.
Stop.
Hell, I swear, I couldn't tell the left from the right. They were like some ambidextrous shoes. It was hilarious.
RC and Kenny sit in a dimly lit restaurant.
Anton, that's my man.
So, we were talking about the game.
Right.
Have you been doing anything special? Wearing your lucky socks, carrying a rabbit's foot? Taking anything?
The table quakes. Kenny looks to RC and slams his arms on the table.
What do you mean, taking anything?
I've just never seen a team play like this before. It's...
An elastic bulge rises at the table. Kenny pushes it down with his hand.
So we got beyond something?
No, I didn't mean for it to pop out right
there. Anton jumps through the table.
There it is. That's a headline. Husky shooting up. Dogs on dope. You hear me? I know you're the only one that can hear me. So hear me, Kenny. Kenny, move.
So what are you trying to say?
She's babbling. She's stuttering.
Why are we talking like this?
She ain't giving you no place.
No reason.
Stop that corny
just that
smile.
You look
stop
so
that. Don't get corny. Stop
beautiful
that.
From this angle.
Oh, man, you ain't gotta work that hard
in this thing.
You ain't getting.
At a hotel.
So I had an interesting time today.
Had a pretty interesting time myself.
They stop. RC points to her door. Kenny also points.
Oh. It's late.
They look into each other's eyes. Anton appears as they move forward.
No.
Anton pushes Kenny back, flattening his face.
Thing back in your mouth.
Maybe we're rushing things a little bit.
Yeah. Rushing things a little bit. Maybe you are.
So embarrassing.
Rushing things a little bit.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Anton holds his hand in front of Kenny's face. Kenny fakes left and sneaks by him to kiss RC.
What was that?
Stupid and embarrassing. I like to kiss on the move.
Yeah. Oh, really?
It's freaky.
Oh, okay. It takes some getting used to.
Kenny spins around Anton to kiss RC again.
Okay, I think I better go.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my.
What's wrong with you, man?
Don't cry.
Mind your business.
If you ain't have no right doing it. Hey, I don't want to hear it. Hey, mind your business, man.
Mind your business.
You ain't got no business telling me what to do.
Kenny.
Mind your business.
Kenny, what's going on?
Hey, coach.
Who are you talking to? Kenny?
If you talk, yeah, shut up.
Hey, I'm your coach. Don't talk to me
that way. If you don't want me here, you shouldn't have called me back.
Well, maybe I'm sorry I did. All right, then. I accept your apology.
If you want me going, I'm going, boy.
Good. Look, Kenny, I'm not trying to come down on you here. I'm just trying to help you.
All right, forget it. I'm going.
Good.
I'm going.
Good.
I'm going.
Good.
Anton jumps into fainting.
Kenny.
You're going to be sorry. You need me. And what you doing? You ain't going to catch
Kenny.
Me.
Kenny.
He kicks a fisherman.
Oh, stupid Frenchman. Get on my
Kenny.
Nerve.
Yep. Just tell me what's going on here.
Trust me, Coach, you wouldn't understand.
In Kenny's room.
Anton? And I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I didn't mean it, man. You know that, right?
A blue light glows on Kenny's bed. Anton appears, hands behind his head.
I know you didn't mean it. Cry, baby.
At the Las Vegas Strip, words appear. Las Vegas, Nevada, home of the West Final. A scoreboard reads, in Carolina vs. U of Washington.
The storm clouds continue to brew from the great Northwest. What a story this has become for the UW Huskies. Their little guy, Danny O'Grady, elevates his game to a new level. So does his team as Coach Peterson's squad upsets Dean Smith's North Carolina Tar Heels, sends the Heels packing back to Chapel Hill. And for the Huskies now, it's on to the Sweet 16.
O'Grady brings it up into the front court and the dish. Ziggy on the drive.
Anton runs down the opposing bench, slapping the players. Two get up and fight each other.
Unbelievable. A street brawl took place. The Arkansas Razorbacks, they put themselves to shred. Waters were ejected for fighting with themselves. How wacky can you get? And their coach, Nolan Richardson, he was sent to the showers, baby, allowing the UW Huskies to march on to the grade A. Husky hysteria is going wild.
So the clock stopped, 3:20 remaining in the ballgame, 70-63. The Huskies dick and they're clinging to that seven-point advantage.
Well, Patino gets a T.O., baby. Right now it's Bailock smashing time for both coaches. Patino's talking to his team. He said, we got to speed up the tempo of the game. Peterson says, we got to spread out and slow it down.
Okay, now Danny and Kenny, you keep that ball on the perimeter, okay? And guys, use the clock. Use that clock, all right? Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Jets look for Major now to be the trigger man on the inbound. Kirk will step up and force the press. Wildcats in desperate need of a turnover. Major into O'Grady. And the little guy will bring it up for the Dogs. And Marlowe covers him stride for stride on the way up court.
Look on us. Work the clock, guys. Work it, work it.
O'Grady taking his time, working that clock. Now cross court to the Tyler.
Hey, coach, just do what I said. I'm running this team. Come on now.
Tyler now to try to run a four-quarter slowdown offense.
Anton jumps into LaSalle.
Fakes and now he'll toss an alley-oop to LaSalle. But LaSalle steamrolls Kirk in the process.
What?
And that is a foul, charging foul on Luther LaSalle, Nick, and that's number five.
Wow, he's the big star. Goes to the sideline on a charge.
What is it
to
put
in?
Well, looks like we're going to have to go to Jimmy Stubbs.
Who?
Jimmy Stubbs.
Jimmy who?
Come on, move it. Let's go. Luther, you call that using the clock?
No, coach.
Four fouls. You let yourself get called for a charge?
No,
sit down.
Sit down.
Jimmy.
Huh?
You're going in.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. You would not be disappointed.
Nichols, huh? You're always looking out for a brother.
Luther sits down next to Kenny.
Hey, Luther, man, I just want to say I'm sorry. Baby.
Get off me! Did you see that, boy? Did you see me? Did you see that? It was like old times. Did you see how high I was, kid?
I ain't in the mood, man. Leave me alone, all right?
What?
You bugging, man. You're going too far.
I'm going to the Final Four, son. I don't know where you going.
Well, another Husky shocker. Can you believe it? 90-71, a 19-point win over Kentucky.
At the Tyler's, Mrs. Tyler carries a yellow cake with two basketball hoops on it.
Excuse me, Kenny. Excuse me, baby. Don't eat the cake till I get back.
Where you at, Murphy?
Woo!
Nice shot, too.
Hey, what's up, Ma?
Woo! Remember when you made that foul line? I bought the paint.
You got sick of us drawing it with your lipstick.
I, caught myself trying to die a little with Anton.
Oh, Ma.
But you wouldn't let me. I watch you out there. Alive and playing, and oh God, it's like he's right there beside you. Honey, I don't know what's gonna happen in New York, and I don't care. I just wanna say thank you, baby. I just wish your daddy was here. Ooh, he would be so proud of you.
Anton watches the two embrace.
Baby girl. You better believe it.
Let's go on inside. Uncle Jake's
with us. Oh, no, not Uncle Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that man ain't got no teeth.
At RC's.
Yeah.
Never eat a pizza after a burrito, man.
What do you want, Mikulski?
Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him.
What did you find out?
Look, there's nothing to find out.
What do you mean there's nothing to find
Mikulski,
out?
Mikulski, I got to get back to this, so if you don't mind, I'd like for you to just leave me.
Hello? RC, are you there? Did you hang up
alone
on me?
I can't.
In a tape of the last game, RC sees Luther never touch the ball on his dunk. On the video, she sees Luther brush off Kenny on the bench.
Tell him to get off me?
At the Statue of Liberty, words appeared. New York City, home of the NCAA Finals. On the court.
I see. Hey. Where you been? I'm looking for you. I wasn't at the banquet last night or at the conference this morning. Where you at?
Sorry, I've been busy.
You're writing?
Yes, writing, yeah. Writing. Look, I have to go.
No, wait, I see. I gotta talk to you. It's really important, okay? It's kind of difficult for me to say.
You don't have
to,
really.
No, I need to. Sometimes things happen that are bigger than us. Things that we really can't explain. Things that make absolutely no rational sense.
Kenny, you
feel
you
me?
Don't
I,
really.
I know this sounds crazy, believe me. But It's about Anton. You see?
Come on, Kenny. Team meeting. Let's go.
Okay. Sweetie, you gotta believe me, okay?
Kenny, come on.
Coming, coach.
Oh, yes, great hotel. Got hot water between 7 and 7:30.
There she is. You looking for me?
Yes, I wrote this piece.
RC, this is David Gallagher, Sporting News. How you doing? Ron Hammer, the Boston Globe.
Hi, it's nice meeting you, gentlemen. I wanted to talk
gentlemen,
to you.
Gentlemen, keep an eye on this girl, because she has the drive. You know, I think she'd sell her own mother for a good story. Yeah. So, what do you got for me? You ready to win that Pulitzer?
No, not just yet, anyway. Got a little bit more work to do on him. It was nice meeting you, gentlemen.
Wait, where are you going? Come on. Come on. I don't know. It must be my personality.
RC rips and tosses the story in the trash. The headline reads, An Angel in the House. The Return of Anton Tyler.
There goes the story of the year.
At night.
Welcome to the Meadowlands, home of the NCAA Championship, home of college basketball's highest honor, and home of all the pageantry and excitement that is the Final Four.
Hey, it's going to be a long night for the Huskies unless they can find someone to put those defensive handcuffs on Georgetown's Gerard Smith.
George, when you got a 6'5" point guard, he can go in the paint and shoot the three just as well. It's an impossible matchup in the college level. I don't think the Huskies have another upset in them tonight.
Anytime. And for Mr. Gerard Smith, what's up, man?
How you, man?
How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man.
All right?
Hey, man, I'm really sorry to hear about your brother, man.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Wish he was here.
Me too.
Hey, well, man, you get over there and tell your team about me.
Oh, come on, man. You better tell your team about me.
All right, you better look up.
We're going to get that ass.
Smith brings it up over to Douglas. Back over to Smith. Now Smith on the drive at a 15-footer. Got it. And that's 22 for Smith here in the first half alone. Gerard Smith, a one-man wrecking crew, and the Huskies just can't stop him. That's 40-32 Hoyas as they roll on, led by Gerard Smith.
Double-team Smith.
Gerard moves inside, covered by Tyler, and a man-to-man. Major now steps up to try to help out.
He's got the lane.
Help out.
Smith for two more. 32 on it.
They're scoring at will here.
What are y'all doing?
O'Grady now will try to guard it. Nobody else has been able to. Tyler in a double team. Gerard passes inside Gruka and the no look to Burgos on the baseline. Easy deuce. They call a double team on Gerard and he hurts him in other ways. Gerard on the dribble. Slam bam. Thank you, man. This guy is amazing.
You want me to handle it? You want me to do it my way?
O'Grady now across the timeline. He runs into a Hoyas double team. Pass over to Tyler. Not a good one. Intercepted by Smith. Smith on the break.
Anton pushes Jared from behind. He goes hurtling into the backboard and falls to the court.
Smith is down and he's injured.
What's doing, man?
And the heavily favored Hoyas lose to UW 78-65. And now, the Huskies move on to the big show.
Jared lies in a hospital bed. His shoulder is heavily bandaged. Kenny sits in the lobby with his hand on his forehead. RC enters and sees Kenny.
Kenny.
Hey, what's up, RC? How you doing?
How is he?
I don't know. He's been in surgery for over an hour. I know he got a broken collarbone. Concussion, too. Yeah. Hope he's all right. God.
Kenny, it's your brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell him to stop.
It's no use, RC. He ain't gonna listen to me. He never listens to me. He's the older brother. He calls the shots.
Kenny, look at yourself. Anton is dead, and he's still running your life.
You don't know what you're talking about, all right? First of all, you don't know us. You just don't know what it's like trying to live my life without my brother.
Kenny walks to the drinking fountain.
And neither were you until you let him go.
Kenny looks to R.C. in the locker room. The jerseys hang in the dim, empty room.
Heads up! Anton, I know you in here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you always did like being the first one in the locker room.
Oh, that's only because I was always so nervous, kid.
Word?
Yeah, man. I come into the locker room, see all these jerseys hanging, and I find the one with my name on it. And I would just sit down, stare at it, wondering if I could go out there and lace them up one more time and live up to the hype.
I know you were scared.
Baby brother, I played scared every game of my life. Wondering how I would do, what people would think. I tell you something, I'm not scared no more. No, sir, this is one game I am going to enjoy.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to enjoy it from the bench, Aunt.
What are you saying? Wait a minute, Kenny, if this is about Gerard Smith, that was an accident.
And
I'm your brother, you gonna be better than that? I didn't mean to hurt him.
Anton, look, you got us here. No doubt about it, man. Without you, we'd be watching this on TV right now.
Exactly.
Kid, this is cheating. It's wrong. I'm sorry, Ant. You can't play, man.
Oh, please, I'm playing, Kenny.
You're gonna be playing alone.
Kenny, think about it. NCAA title, one more game. It's what we always dreamed about, me and you. Since we was kids, we've been partners.
Anton, we ain't never been partners, man. I've been your sidekick for over 20 years, kid. And I was happy to be that, but I can't do it no more, Ant. I just can't do it. Now, if you step on that court tonight, it's over.
What are you gonna do? How are you gonna stop me? Huh?
Kenny looks up. Anton turns to see the team enter in their warm-ups.
We'll walk.
Anton backs away. Kenny stands and joins the team.
We'll just forfeit.
You will lose without me.
Lose.
Anton's jaw clenches. He turns and leaves through the shower in a blaze of purple lightning. Outside the Meadowlands, words appear, the national championship.
Welcome to the NCAA National Championship.
Come on, get in here, guys. Get in. Listen up now. Listen up. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I played in the biggest basketball game of my life. It was the Wilmington, Delaware Youth League Championship. And the winning prize was a shiny gold medal. Well, you know, we should have won that game, but we didn't. And I always felt that if I had played just a little bit better, you know, if I had really played my guts out, that we would have won. And I would have won that medal. Well, now this is the biggest game of your lives. And it's just you guys, two orange hoops, 94 feet of hardwood. So go out there and play the very best that you can. And really play your guts out. And believe me, you will have no regrets. And you will win your medal. Just go out there and play the game that you love. Come on.
And the Huskies take the floor, led by Kenny Tyler, who's assumed leadership of his team following the tragic loss of his brother Anton earlier this year. But the UMass Minutemen, they're the perennial favorites. They come into the tournament the number one seed and with the number one ranking in all of college basketball. You want to look for any upsets here. Three future NBA stars on this club. 6'5 point guard Rudy Oliveira, 6'9 power forward J.J. Sampson, and 6'10 forward Mark Tucker. I don't even think Lady Luck can help the Huskies tonight. Urbacek and Sampson, the jump center. And it's controlled by UMass. Over to Oliveira. Sampson, down low, now the no look, Moore, in the paint, a finger roll, and the early lead goes to UMass.
Hold down! Give me two!
Hit it! Tyler to O'Grady. Nowhere to go for O'Grady. In dish back to Tyler. Tyler with a look, and a shot is way off the mark. For the Minutemen, cross courts it to Sampson, out to Oliveira, breakaway, easy news. And the Huskies are still having trouble getting started here. We're midway through the half. UMass leads 20-8. Back the other way. The dish outside. Moore, top of the key. Got it. Nothing but the bottom of the net. And the Huskies are down 14.
Yeah, baby.
Major has a look. It sets. And he'll take the three, and he got it. Husky fans cheer their underdog UW squad for that three, but it's hardly enough to send the Minutemen packing. Bounce pass down to the baseline to Moore. To Tucker. Tucker tosses to Oliveira. Got a pit. Backdoor lob. Sampson finishes that one off. UMass just too strong tonight for the Huskies as they pull to a 14-point advantage with 5 minutes to go in the half. Oliveira proving his All-American status in this half, and he'll finish it with...
Well, UMass leads 42-22 at halftime, Billy, and I guess the $64,000 question right now is, has that magic that brought the Huskies into the Final Four finally abandoned them?
In the locker room.
Oh, man, it's... Oh, no! We suck, man. We suck.
We are pathetic.
How many points we down, man? Down 20 points!
Feels worse than that.
The players sit, heads down.
Well, let's be honest, George. We never expected them to get this far. It's kind of amazing where they are. Too much talent down the other end of the floor. They're being outclassed tonight.
In the locker room.
Fellas, the hole's been dug, man. They're just gonna bury us, fellas.
Guys, we just can't do without Anton.
We don't have to, Ziggy.
Man... What are you saying, Kenny?
I'm saying I want to win this. I didn't come this far to go home empty-handed, Malik.
Shut up, man. You don't know what you're talking about.
Malik, we are down 20 points, man. 20 points. Do you know why?
I know why. Because we suck.
Man, that's bull. We don't suck. They suck. It's nonsense, man. We're playing with no soul. Because we played that first half without Anton. Face it.
The coaches listen from outside.
Only one way we're going to get back in this game.
What you saying?
I'm saying we go back out in that court, Jimmy, and we take Anton with us.
No. We already agreed.
Right here. Right here, Jimmy. Right here.
Kenny taps his chest.
Everything my brother was.
Anton walks in.
Everything he gave us, it's all right there. Right here. Right here. We gotta go out there. We gotta shoot with them. We gotta run with them. We gotta play with them. We have to win with them, Malik.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Right now.
Let's go.
Kenny Tyler, Kenny. Top of the key for three. Kenny Tyler is lighting it up on both ends of the court now. O'Grady looks for someone, gets it to Tyler on the wing. Tyler drives to the paint, the 15-footer. It's good. Kenny Tyler's electrified this crowd. They're on their feet.
Smokes, Billy. Kenny Tyler's on fire. What an incredible performance by this young man.
It really is, George. You'd love to see big players come up in big games. That's what Kenny's doing. He's put this team in his back, and he's carrying them tonight.
Tyler fakes left, circles in, drives, jump shot up, and it is good. Tyler bringing the Huskies back in this thing.
Daddy, Henrique.
O'Grady, the lob. Made with a slam. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a ball game. With a 10-footer.
Tyler
again for two. Major to O'Grady. O'Grady back to Tyler. Fakes left, goes right, fadeaway jumper. And the Huskies pull to within 11. O'Grady now over to Hrbacek. Way out on the wing. Sky hook for three. And Ziggy hit it from downtown for the triple.
Like it's the real serve.
That's it. America's cup. That's it.
Motion, baby, motion.
Five. Oliveira makes the lay-in to hold the lead at five.
Two minutes, we're down five, baby.
Kenny Tyler cuts it down to three. Major into Tyler. Tyler fakes. High archer off the glass. And that double brings the Huskies to within two.
Okay, Luke.
And a timeout called by the Huskies. The Minutemen clinging to a two-point advantage with just 16 seconds left on the clock.
Okay, guys, 16 seconds left to a national championship. We got to keep Tyler from the beatles.
And then we run the three with Kenny, okay? Kenny, you make the shot, all right?
Let's take this one home, fellas. This is it. This is it. This is what we came here for.
Okay, come on. Dogs up, you guys.
Dogs up. Dogs up.
And who would have thought the Huskies would even be in this position? 16 seconds on the clock. A chance of being a giant killer over the number one team in the country. The Huskies will line it up. The Minutemen will use that tight man-to-man defense. We have to assume that Peterson's made the call to Tyler for the inbound game winner. Moore is all over LaSalle. He doesn't want a five-second call here. Finally, with the inbound, it's stolen by Tucker. And that is it. If they can hold on to it, the championship is theirs.
9 seconds to go. All UMass has to do is to occupy this ball.
The Huskies step up the D, but time is running out. Somebody's got to force a turnover here. This one's in the books. O'Grady on Tucker. We're down to 7 seconds and counting. O'Grady on him like a pit bull. Trying to make something happen. 5 seconds left. Someone needs a play here.
No turnover.
Trying to pass to Oliveira. And Kenny Tyler gets a hand on it.
Here comes Tyler again. Can you believe it?
Kenny's mom stands up. Anton runs down the wing and jumps to dunk the ball.
I got it, Kenny! And no!
Let it go.
Anton fades away. The ball hits the rim. Kenny and the coaches stare. RC's fists are clenched, and Kenny's mother closes her eyes and prays as the ball bounces around the rim. It goes in. Kiss.
I gotta go see the coach, Al.
Okay.
Be right back, okay?
Okay.
Hey, RC!
Hey!
Kenny sees Anton walking through the crowd.
Anton! Wait! Anton!
Kenny runs up the seats.
Anton!
Anton walks to a purple star.
Anton, wait! Anton
faces Kenny. A purple light covers them both.
I did it, baby.
Nah, you did it. Like I never let you do it before. And you look good doing it, too.
You're a good teacher.
Yeah.
Anton looks over his shoulder.
They calling me.
They want me to play on the team. They said I might make the starting five if I learn not to hog the ball. Hey, it's like Pop said. If you and I stick together...
Anton holds out his hand. Kenny locks up.
You're gonna be all right, man. But if you don't repeat next year, I'll be back.
Kenny steps away. Anton taps his chest with his fist. Kenny holds out his arm. Anton becomes white light. Peterson is on a ladder at the net. Kenny climbs it. Kenny cuts a loop in the net. Kenny looks to see a purple sunset disappear in the back of the arena.
That's our sixth man, isn't it?
Yeah, coach. A.K. All the way, baby. Yeah!
Yeah! Kenny wears the net like a necklace. Fade to black.